This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. For almost a century, Dallas-based retailer Neiman Marcus has sold some of the most extravagant holiday gifts on the planet. The company's annual Christmas book has offered everything from matching his and her submarines to a 10-pound solid gold wig. Ginger Reeder is Vice President of Corporate Communications for Neiman Marcus, and she joins me now for a look into the Christmas book's history. Ginger Reeder, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
Just how old is the Christmas book anyway?
Well, the Christmas book is 88 years old. We date it back to a 1926 Christmas card full of gift suggestions to our customers. It's a tiny little mailing. But the real Christmas book took off, I mean, had its heyday starting in the late 1950s when Stanley Marcus decided to include these fantasy gifts, or as he referred to them, stunt pages every year.
What could I have bought in that first book?
You could have bought, much to the chagrin of many people, a lizard-covered cigarette case for women, which was quite shocking at the time. But there were negligees, there were sweaters, there were small leather good accessories, that sort of thing. There were about 26 different gift ideas.
Toothpaste that tastes like brandy to a solid chocolate Monopoly set. Where do you find these wilder items? Do companies pitch them to you? Is there some kind of crazy brainstorming session at Neiman Marcus Central?
Well, it's some combination of both. I get about 200 to 400 different ideas every year from outside the company. And then some things, I might be watching something on television, I might be at a movie, and I might say, hey, that might make a great fantasy gift, and then I have to go and develop it. So I'll take ideas wherever they come from. I had one great fantasy gift that was pitched to me while I was standing in line waiting for my passport to be renewed. So...
What was that idea?
It was a backyard water park.
Has there been any gift idea that was too extravagant or perhaps too risky that was rejected or even pulled?
Not after it had been selected, though. You know, we've had things like a working guillotine proposed, and that probably would have gotten a lot of publicity, but didn't seem quite right for Neiman Marcus. So we passed on those.
I read about a pair of... $400,000 robots. Now, I wonder, did these items that get the headlines, the really expensive ones, does somebody really buy them?
It just depends. If there's somebody out there who's looking for that particular thing and we've managed to capture their imagination, they'll tend to buy it.
What do you do with the stuff that doesn't sell? Do you send them back to the company? You know, are they housed in some kind of secret warehouse like Indiana Jones?
I know. People always say, do you have a secret Neiman Marcus warehouse full of submarines and mummy cases? Most of these items are on consignment, so we typically don't have them in-house with us.
The last decade has been quite the fiscal roller coaster for most people and companies. But beyond that, I'm wondering, throughout its history, has there ever been a need or even a request to tone down the Christmas book, you know, during hard times?
Not really. I mean, I think certainly in 2008 it was challenging because we launched the Christmas book 2 weeks after Lehman Brothers folded. And that was a tough time for everybody. But we still sold one or two fantasy gifts. So again, our suggestion is not that this is something that everybody needs. Certainly, we don't suggest that anyone needs any of this. But just as when we were children and the holiday season approached and we anticipated, oh, what am I going to get? Is it going to be a new bicycle? Is it going to be a new Barbie dream house? Just because we're adults, we don't have to give up that sort of anticipation. We just notch up the game a little bit.
Ginger Reeder of Neiman Marcus, thanks for taking the time.
Certainly.